Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The emergency injunction by the Players Association was denied yesterday by the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The ruling means that Elliott's six-game suspension is now going to take place again. Remember, he's been suspended and unsuspended twice previously, so this is the third time that the suspension has been levied, and he's now out of options to prevent an immediate beginning of his suspension. He is, at this point, still eligible for one more hearing, which is going to take place in December, that could bail him out of the last couple games of this suspension.
So it's an expedited appeal, but even that, with our legal system, you got to wait a month.
Yeah, there is no such thing as an appeal that happens in the next day or two.
It's not like tomorrow.
So here's what you need to know and here's what you need to care about, because there's a lot of different words that don't mean much to us being thrown around. He is ineligible as of right now to play Sunday against the Falcons. He will not be playing, and he will not play in any of Dallas's next four games. That includes a meeting in Dallas with the Washington Redskins on Thursday Night Football just a couple of days before his next hearing. He could possibly get out of the fifth and the sixth games, as I mentioned, as of December 1st. We'll know more at that time. That court date, that expedited hearing Danny was talking about, cannot save him, though, like the previous couple of times where he's been suspended from the next month. So they will play without Elliott against the Falcons, the Eagles, the Chargers, and the Redskins in their next four games. The Falcons are a middle-of-the-pack NFC team, obviously played in the Super Bowl last year. More relevant now is that their offense is scuffling a bit. They miss Kyle Shanahan. Matt Ryan has crashed back down to earth after playing at an MVP level last season. The Eagles right now are the best team in the NFL. And I believe they're going to have a couple weeks to prepare for the Dallas Cowboys in that game. The Chargers, probably a little bit better than their record. They play most of their games close. And I would definitely say the Redskins are better than their record.
Yeah, they get after the passer, the Chargers do.
Redskins could easily be better than 4-4, and they have had the toughest schedule in the National Football League, and that is with an 0-9 team having been on that schedule in San Francisco. I could see Dallas struggling in all four of those games. I can't see them going 0-4. I think Prescott is too good and will make too many plays. I think they've got enough offensive weapons. Their offensive line, frankly, is way too good, whether it's Alfred Morris or Rod Smith in the backfield. Darren McFadden gets some touches, who had 1,000 yards before Elliott got drafted. Their defense is okay. They're going to win a game. They might win a couple games. I don't see them going better than 2-2 in their next four, though. They're going to lose to either the Falcons or the Eagles, then they're going to lose to either the Chargers or the Redskins. If I had to bet right now on those next four games, I would say Dallas goes very likely 2-2, but I think there's a better chance they go 1-3 than 3-1.
Yeah, 2-2 is what I would put my money on. But then the next best, I'd say 1-3 over 3-1. Mm-hmm. And again, I would have said that with Elliott. I keep coming back to the same thing. They were impressive in their home win against the Chiefs. I thought that would go a different way. The Chiefs basically had one fluky score and were drubbed 28-10. That's kind of how that game went. And part of that is Kansas City can't do the same things they could before because they're missing their center and right guard, and all of a sudden Kareem Hunt has kind of come back down to earth. There's no 75-yard touchdown per week anymore. He's still been pretty good, but it's not the same. The Cowboys, they'll beat Atlanta because Atlanta can't get out of its own way in this moment. They'll probably lose to Philadelphia with or without Zeke, and they'll go 1-1, probably lose one they shouldn't and win one that maybe they should against the Chargers or the Redskins. That's where they are. They're in part of that 8-8, 9-7 type bucket. There'll be a couple games where Dak Prescott looks amazing, makes a couple amazing plays. Terrence Williams gets 100 yards all of a sudden, whether it's Dez Bryant, you know, goes up in the end zone, makes a couple plays. They've got enough to do it. They overachieve with that defense. They're just okay.
They do, but they have played several games, including their win over Washington at FedEx Field, where if you took Elliott off of the field that day, they would have lost. He was pretty much all they had. Now, that might be slightly misleading because of the weather. It was really hard to throw the ball that day, as evidenced by the fourth quarter, Kirk mm-hmm. Cousins, and the fact that they basically didn't even ask Dak Prescott to do anything.
Right.
On a sunny day where it's nice out like today in D.C., if the Cowboys are playing, my guess is that Prescott would have had more put on his plate. But that game was Ezekiel Elliott or bust for Dallas. He ran for 150 yards.
Yep.
I mean, he just completely dominated the Redskins. Matter of fact, if you look at his last four games, he's rushed for no fewer than 93 in any of those games, averaging well over that. And in four games now, leading up to this moment, he's got five rushing touchdowns. So his early season struggles, he's still number two in the NFL in rushing yards, by the way, but his early season problems are behind him. We both thought he looked a little bit out of shape or lethargic, or maybe the offseason got to him or something was bothering him mentally, perhaps, with all this stuff going on off the field. He wasn't really himself in September.
He looked a little slow.
He had that game against the Broncos where he had 9 carries for 8 yards. That's behind him. I mean, he was playing at his rookie level and really looking like an MVP candidate again. Without him now, you go to Alf, you go to Smith, and you go to McFadden. And I was out at dinner with a friend last night who was a Cowboys fan, and I said to him, we made a bet on how many yards per carry Alf's going to average. He basically said, Morris is going to have a field day the rest of the season. I don't really see that. I think he's going to be around 4.1, 4.2 yards per carry. He's going to be more effective than Redskins fans can relate to, like Rob Kelly and P. Ryan's low threes average so far this year. Because that line doesn't let you get touched until you're 2 yards past the line of scrimmage just about every single play because they win up front. But he's not going to go out and rush for 125 yards more than once or twice. I just don't see that. I don't think he's that level of player.
Right now, the numbers are pretty absurd. He's rushing for 8.3 yards a pop.
He has 70-some-yard run. I think he has like 15 carries on the year.
Yeah, so 50, basically 14 for 116 at this point this year. I think he'll be...
What's his long?
Long of 70. So he had that
run. Okay, so 116 minus 70
He's basically 13 for 46, which, again, is right around that high threes, right around 4 yards per carry.
Yeah, it's 3.5 yards per carry.
Yeah.
That's about what I expect him to be.
So I think he'll be close. I think he'll be right around 4.1, which is what Elliott has been this year. Because early on, Elliott was struggling, and then he's picked it up lately. So Elliott lately is better than Morris will be, if that makes sense. So I think he'll be around that 4 and change per carry. They're just too good on the offensive line. And they've got too much in terms of what they can do in some of the misdirection with the run game with Prescott. He can keep it on the read option on occasion or you know, those run-pass option type things. Get it to Cole Beasley. Get it to Williams. Get it to Bryant. Get it to Witten. They'll be fine running the ball. Won't be as good as they've been lately with Elliott.
Do they beat the Falcons in Atlanta on Sunday?
I think they do.
I don't think they do. I think
it's more about Atlanta who can't get right.
Atlanta's not very good, but I think that Dallas and the Falcons will both be 5-4 after this weekend.
I would love for that to be true, by the way.
Let's open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines for you right now. Two questions. 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067. First question we've got for you. Do the Cowboys beat the Falcons without Ezekiel Elliott on Sunday? Yes or no? Second question. Here's their next four. Falcons, Eagles, Chargers, Redskins. In the time that Elliott's going to miss, what's their record going to be in those four games? We want your answers at 800-636-1067. Next, Trent Green at 11. We'll get into how the Redskins win and why they might lose at 11:18 on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.